B-Pod Studios.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Too short.
The weekend's over.
Oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
The weekend is over.
I gotta go back to school. I gotta go back to work.
The weekend is over.
They turned Monday into Monday.
Mondays suck.
Quit complaining.
Stop complaining.
And get back to work.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Monday and a new week in the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Did everyone have a really good weekend?
I did.
You did?
Yep. My voice is a little messed up because Dave decided he was the karaoke king and I was his...
Queen.
What did
he sing?
What did Dave sing?
Yeah.
Shallow, and I had to sing that. Being Lady Gaga's hard.
Did he stare at you like Bradley Cooper?
He did. And then he sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And
really?
Then he sang...
Really?
The Moulin Rouge love song.
You're asking the wrong room.
You're in the wrong room, right?
How did all this happen? Like, what caused...
Well, it was a karaoke machine meets a graduation party.
Oh, okay. You're a graduation
meets vodka
party.
Soda.
Okay. Oh, okay, that kind of explains... That explains a lot.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, it was fun.
Way to go, Dave.
Hey. And you went to a train museum?
I went to the Seashore Trolley Museum up in Kennebunkport, Maine. Spectacular. And... A lot of the trains that have been retired are in better shapes than the ones that we're riding here in Boston.
Yeah,
no
really.
Kidding, right?
Like the Green Line.
They're not derailing.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. Weather-wise, gorgeous.
Really nice. Okay, and you had an interesting weekend.
I hit the beach. I learned an important lesson about sunblock.
Yes, you did.
I played in the parent-kid flag football game and came away uninjured. That's a win.
That is a win.
That's a win-win.
Yeah,
right
it was good.
There.
We had a good weekend.
Okay, we got all this. By the way, I went to Six Flags this weekend. A great time out at Six Flags.
I want to hear all about this. Lauren, out in the public.
I know. Wow. With, like, kids.
Kids. Yeah. Yeah.
So very strange to me.
He only likes to go out in Agawam. That's
yeah.
How about those Bruins, baby?
How about those Bruins? Unbelievable. Okay, game 7 back here Wednesday night. Hank, are you feeling good about it?
I feel so good about the Bruins. They were so demoralized. I'm so disgusted by the St. Louis Blues fans. They should be so embarrassed. With 5 minutes to go, half of the building emptied out.
They left.
Part of the key is you need to stay and rally around your team and go, okay, it's a one-off, guys. Come on, you're good. And they left.
Their last game in the season. Yep. That's it. This is your season.
Like, they're done.
You're not having another home game. And I can't believe this is the only game... This is the first Game 7 Stanley Cup final in Boston.
In history.
In history.
In history.
In the history of ever.
In the Stanley Cup finals.
Okay. I was amazed by that.
And now, how about Big Poppy?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's scary.
Okay, we're going to
That kind of really put the Bruins... I mean, listen, Bruins are big, but that kind of put sports in perspective.
It really did.
In the middle of the game.
Okay, we get all that coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So it's kind of a weird thing yesterday. I'm just minding my own business, and I get a text from Hank that says, David Ortiz shot. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, sure. Okay, and then I'm waiting for the next text. I'm waiting for the joke part of it, But unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really scary. He was in the Dominican Republic at a bar, the Dial Discotheque, and there was a botched robbery, and he was with a friend.
Now they're saying they don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is the latest report from CNN. But, yeah, he was with a television host, I guess his buddy there, and he was also shot. They have the guy on surveillance. They know they have somebody in custody. But,
He rode up on a motorcycle, got out, shot them both in the back.
Yeah.
Now, Poppy was shot in, the lower left back, and it exited through his stomach but didn't hit any of the major organs.
That's a miracle.
That really is a miracle.
It really is. And what... made it chilling is very early on I was seeing on Twitter and such where the doctor reported that when he took David Ortiz into the operating room, he said, "Doctor, please don't let me die. I'm a good man."
He is a good man.
And you don't think of David Ortiz as being afraid of anything.
Yeah, and he's in his hometown.
Yeah.
And he's loved there. He does so much for that town.
Oh, he's revered there.
So much so that the alleged gunman was captured by a crowd and they kind of took care of the guy.
Yeah.
And the police are waiting for him to undergo treatment before they can even question him.
The crowd was not pleased.
Yeah.
okay,
a little crazy on him.
The latest they're saying now is he's expected to make a full recovery.
Yeah. He's out of surgery. Okay. But really scary.
Still waiting to find out.
Really scary. The Dominican, we were saying this, the Dominican Republic is having pretty bad public relations crisis
these days.
It's sad because they're such wonderful people.
Yeah, and it's beautiful down
beautiful
there.
Island.
But there's been like, you know, these issues at resorts, and now this is not helping at all.
We will let you know anything that comes in. We'll keep an eye on it.
I didn't realize how young David Ortiz was. He's only 43.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I what?
Well, when I was like 44, you were telling me I was old. Yeah. And now you say, oh, he's only 43.
I don't know. That's
whatever.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
You see, it seems older on you.
Thanks a lot.
Actually, it's not funny. That's
wow.
The problem.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So this is really kind of interesting because Brian Bell got his first taste of father and son competition over the weekend here. And
parents versus kids. My wife played too. We have been playing flag football.
Yeah.
Sam's been playing on Sunday mornings. And it's a lot of fun. The kids have been having a great time. But this was the final week, so it was parents versus kids. And it's an interesting thing when you play against children because you want to beat them.
That's right. You can never let them win.
You just don't want to look like a fool and lose. But my wife was giving me crap because, well, we're going to play flag football. So I got shorts on, T-shirt, my sneakers. And I grabbed a pair of receiver gloves.
Like the,
you're serious.
By, like the Danny
my lucky,
Amendola. Yeah,
these were from these were Danny Amendola's actual receiving gloves. So I wore them. I'm like, I'm going to wear my secret weapon. And let me tell you, they worked great.
Really?
But when you play against kids, you know, we all had a really good time. You basically just don't want to get injured.
Right.
Because I've played in a game.
Injury and embarrassment.
Yeah. I've played in a game where a guy got hurt.
Oh.
His ACL.
Oh, no.
And he was back and playing in this game with us. I go, wow, you're going to play again?
Pretty good.
I thought you didn't learn your lesson.
Plus, you don't want the kids to have anything to hang over your head ever.
Well, yeah. But you want to keep it close. Everybody have fun. So we had a good time. I think you had you have something there, LB?
Oh, yeah. I overheard Brian Bell.
Oh, in the huddle?
The kids in the huddle. This is what he was saying.
You lost again.
You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Nice.
We
did not win the game.
You didn't?
It ended in a tie.
Oh!
Fantastic.
Now, this...
Were you upset?
About how you throttled that kid at the end.
So, it came down to... I actually was having a pretty good game, and I've never been good at sports, so I was very excited. And we came down to the last play. The kids scored. They're very quick. You know,
They're
9, 10, 11-year-olds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Early in the game, I got chased down by this kid, Gage, who's probably he's so fast. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You got caught by a 10-year-old?
Oh, yeah. He's really? Very fast. So it came down to the last play of the game, and it's the final extra point.
Yep.
The kids have to run it or pass it in. So the parents, we all right, everybody man up. We all have our playing tough D. The kid who's the quarterback drops back. He's got nowhere to throw. I say, oh, he's going to run it. He's going to run it. So I start running at this 10-year-old with all my speed and dive at this kid.
Oh, my God. No.
And I got his flag.
You didn't wipe him out, though.
Oh, man, a little.
See?
But it's also the same kid who earlier in the game, after, like, I don't know, the third play, came up to me and said, gee, Mr. Bell, why are you sweating so much? I'm trying really hard and it's so hot out here. And so it ended in a tie. We all had a really good time. And it was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And no ACL injury.
No one got injured. A couple of the kids got hurt, but they'll bounce back.
And the reason I'm sweating like this is because I'm not 10. That's pretty much it.
It was fun. It was so much fun.
Okay, and speaking of other great sporting events, the Bruins. Well,
for the first time in Bruins history, there will be a Game 7 Stanley Cup Final on the Garden ice. The Bees staved off elimination, used a 4-goal third-period outburst. They beat the wheels off the Blues 5-1 in St. Louis last night. Stanley Cup Finals tied at 3 games apiece. Game 7 Wednesday night at 8 at the Garden. And the Bruins took a 1-0 lead on Brad Marchand's goal in the first period, and they never looked back.
Across the Pastrnak again. Pastrnak sent it across. Score! What a shot by Marchand! And it is 1-0.
of the Bruins.
Now, the Bruins took that 1-0 lead into the third period, and then Brandon Carlo, Carson Kuhlman, David Krejci, and Zdeno Chara all beat the very rattled Blues rookie goalie Jordan Binnington. Tuukka Rask, exceptional last night with 29 saves. Go to WROR.com for all the highlights and get ready for this historical event Wednesday night at the Garden. By the way, this is the first time a Boston team has played a Game 7 for a championship at home in 35 years.
Wow.
Celtics beat the Lakers in 7 in 1984 to win the NBA title. And, of course, during the middle of the Bruins game, we got the word that David Ortiz was shot in the back in the Dominican Republic,
yep.
as we LBF told you a little bit earlier, and he is in stable condition. Red Sox, they lost again, 6-1. They fell to the Rays, who hit 4 home runs at Fenway. Texas in town tonight. The Pats wrap up OTAs today and tomorrow. With a win tonight in Toronto, the Raptors can claim their first NBA championship ever. They lead the Warriors 3-1. Sports is brought to you by IntraSystem.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So where'd this competition take place?
It wasn't a competition.
Okay, where did this demonstration?
Nobody wins at this game,
Lauren.
Yeah,
nobody
wins. Demonstration take place?
It was at a graduation party yesterday. Maggie Connolly, Canton High School graduate, 2019. And the Connollys, because they're awesome, had a karaoke machine and a karaoke person. Like, it was legit.
Okay.
Really? Like, there was somebody running the show, and people got up, and they sang.
And people actually got up and did some numbers?
They did some numbers. Lucy sang.
Excellent.
And Officer Brendan Healy, very good singer, by the way, Canton PD.
You have a very musical family, though. Your sister's a great singer. You're a good singer.
You got to tap the brakes on that last statement. My sister.
Your sister was a great singer and you're a good singer?
I think that's exactly what he said. Yeah, he didn't say, you know, your singer's
for a minute
and you suck.
Dave Falcone.
He's a good singer.
He's a good singer. And Dave Falcone,
voice of an angel.
He's from Jersey. What do you expect?
One time, he was so angry at Josh Groban on TV, he declared that he would sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow at Club Cafe. It's never happened, but I think I'm going to hold him to it. Last night, though, he decided that he was going to sing.
Really?
Because he really likes A Star Is Born.
Oh, my God.
And so he roped me into it, and it was... great.
What could we hear? Let's hear Dave.
Let's break down the film.
Tell me something, girl.
Wow. Listen.
Are you happy in this modern world?
Ready?
Or do you need more?
Hey.
Right? Not bad.
That's seriously
good. That sounds really good. Even the crowd is like, wow, is that Bradley Cooper?
I know, I'm telling you, that was incredible. Ladies were throwing themselves.
Do we have a sample of Lady Gaga?
Well, we're going to break this whole video down because I stole it from LBF's cell phone this morning.
Horrifying to me.
So this is the part where LBF comes in. Are you ready?
Ready. Okay. Lady Gaga.
Is it?
Great.
You got this. It's a family party.
Oh, no.
Tell me something, boy.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Yes.
Do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was very good.
When did your sister start to sing?
Is she going to kick in here any minute now?
When did the bag of cats come out?
No, I thought that was really good. But I was curious as I was watching the video because there's the big crescendo in the song.
You remember this if you saw A Star Is Born.
And if you listen to radio.
Here's a good technique in karaoke is if you're not really sure to ask everyone else to sing along.
Sing with us, everybody. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
No.
I'm on the demon. Watch as I die. I'll never be like that.
favorite part.
Wait.
Here we go.
In the shadows. In the shadows.
Always mess
that
up.
In the shadows.
Hey, oh my God.
You're
oh,
not
my
bad.
Face is on fire right now. I'm so embarrassed.
No, I think you did very good.
I think that was really good.
Very good there.
For a woman who was drinking in a backyard party and singing karaoke.
How many vodka deep were you at that point?
Not enough.
Thought it was very, very good.
Well, it was fun, and it was really fun to see Dave sing many, many songs.
Wait a minute. Dick was at the party. Dick, were,
oh
you,
my God,
the,
really?
Were you at the party?
I was at the party. Yeah, I'm related to Chris Conley, the host.
Okay. Dick.
And I got to tell you, LBF has got some pipes. She's pretty good. I was there for the Stop in the Name of Love number that she did with some of the girls.
Oh, really? Wow. There's another
one.
Oh,
yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
How much had you been drinking?
It's all coming back to you. Yeah. No, they were good. And I left early, obviously, and didn't get to hear Dave and her duet there. But I can attest that she was. She's got some moves. She was one of the backup dancers. And,
great.
Pretty cool.
Yep, there were witnesses.
You guys are fun.
Oh, we're fun, all right.
I tell you what, email me and I'll send you the video of LBF and Dave's duet,
okay.
Since you missed it.
I got a feeling this could go viral.
Or I'll just post it on our Facebook page
God.
So that everyone can enjoy it.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. Have a great
thanks,
day today.
All right, take care.
It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has just come home from shopping at Bangor's brand-new ultra-modern grocery store, in Bread and Circus, when we hear...
Edith, I just got back from that new market in town, in Bread and Circus, and you won't believe what I saw.
Oh, really? What's so special about it?
Well, when you go down the produce aisle, you hear this big clap of thunder, and then a sprinkle of rain comes on, and it smells like a fresh spring rain.
Really? Well, what else?
Well, then I went down the dairy aisle, and I could hear cows mowing, and it smelled like fresh churned butter.
Wow, that is special. What else about it?
Well, I went down the egg aisle, and I heard the clucking of chickens, and my God, you could smell fresh fried eggs.
Wow, that is pretty special. Say, Effie, you forgot to buy toilet paper.
Oh, you didn't expect me to go down that aisle, did you?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorna and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. Look at the sunshine out there. It's absolutely gorgeous. But it ain't going away. Stay that way all day. We got some possible showers coming in later in the day, maybe this evening, because the clouds are going to win today. So anyway, there's this new thing on the market. It's called sunburn tattoos. Now, this is really there's nothing new under the sunburn, because we've been doing this since we were kids. Remember when you were a kid and you would want to have a sunburn mark on your chest?
Well, it would be like the one part that's not burned. So what
exactly.
You would do is you'd burn your whole body, but then one portion of your body would be white because you put sunscreen on it, like I did when I was a teenager.
Yep. And we all did this.
And it was a boy I liked initials. Jonathan Bailey.
Wow.
JP?
Okay, now I didn't do that.
Well, my wife and I were at the beach, and we were talking about this over the weekend. Because remember, like, the girls who would go tanning, and they'd, like, put the Playboy Bunny sticker?
Yes.
So they could see how tan they got?
Those were the fun girls. I didn't do that.
Yeah, that was... Yep, those were the fun girls.
Well, now there are companies like Fun Tan Tat. They sell a stencil that you stencil onto your skin, and then you only see that the sunburn tattoo once you get sunburned.
And then the stencil comes off.
And then the stencil comes out. Now, they say, oh, no, make sure you put on sunblock and you stay safe. But
It could still be a tan, not a burn.
But kids, you know what? The kids, they want to see the tattoo, so they're going to put it on. They're not going to put sunscreen on.
Better idea, just to be safe, is to get a spray tan and wear the tattoo, because
that would work.
Really works. Like, it really stands out.
I'm looking at one of the pictures from Instagram on this company. This kid who has the Batman.
Oh, no.
Right across his chest in a horrible-looking sunburn. It looks very, very painful. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing like six-pack abs on my stomach now.
Now, there you go. Now you're
just
talking.
To fool people at the beach. Yeah.
What you can do, you can do that with take adhesive tape and make little strips across your belly.
Or, or if you don't want to spend all that money, you could just have a five-year-old put your sunblock on like I did.
Yesterday.
Because now it looks like I'm wearing a red strapless dress.
You should see.
Show the people at home, Brian.
Okay. Yes, I wish I could show the people at home.
It's actually like one shoulder. One shoulder is completely white, and then there's a stripe all the way across my chest that's completely
like
red.
Now, how did this happen? Did she volunteer to do
Lila, my five-year-old, said, Daddy, I'll spray your back. And you know what? She did a great job on my back.
Yes.
And my back did not get sunburned.
Missed the
but my front, we kind of missed.
Maybe you can
so
start
here or here, but right here.
You should start our own business.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe you can start wearing that half shirt thing that's going around. That trend.
She asked for one of those, too. I said, should Daddy get one, too?
Like that. Nothing. No, I don't think so.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Okay, Corey, you want to start with the giveaway or you want to start?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to talk to you about Gwyneth Paltrow and how she drives me crazy. A marriage over the weekend. How nice is that? Justin Bieber's weird. But first. Congratulations to Matt Towers of East Walpole. He won tickets over the weekend to a special Boston advance screening of Toy Story 4 on June 18th at the AMC Boston Common. But Matt has also won a pair of round-trip tickets to get away on Alaska Airlines. Lower fares, better service, sweeter rewards. Alaska Airlines, fly smart, land happy. Learn more at alaskaair.com. Oh, my gosh. That's super exciting. And Alaska
Congratulations.
Air goes
That's
to
fantastic.
Fun
fantastic.
Places, not just Alaska.
Not just Alaska.
But like California,
right.
Seattle, and all these places.
I was
really
checking out their routes, you know, like Seattle, L.A., San Francisco.
Yeah, good places. So congratulations, Matt. All right. Congratulations to Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger because they got married over the weekend.
Married.
As you know, Chris Pratt was married to Anna Faris for 9 years. They got divorced a couple years ago. They have a son together, Jack. He's 7 years old. Everyone looked beautiful. He looked cute.
Did anybody dropkick Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Nope. No one dropped.
Nobody sneaked up behind him and
seems like a win.
Was this in Hyannisport or was it in California?
Nope, in California. Katherine's parents are
California.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. So, that's nice. Speaking of marriage, Gwyneth Paltrow. See, I kind of like this idea. I know, with her.
You have a thing about her.
Oh, I do. Every time she pops up, I'm infuriated, yet I just think that she might be brilliant. Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband, Brad Falchuk, only live together 4 days a week, and that's how their marriage works.
Of course. You don't think he could stand more than four, do you?
Gwyneth says, quote, "All my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing." So here's the deal. He only spends four nights a week at Gwyneth's place, and then he spends the other three at his house when he has his kids, because I think he has three kids from a previous marriage. And she's cool with it. And so I'm like, all right, that's
fine. So she has no interest in his kids. Is that
basically? No, actually she does, because when they went on their honeymoon, they did this thing where Chris Martin went with Dakota Johnson. Because they're dating now. I did not know that, by the way. And then Brad's kids came. I don't know if his ex-wife came. I don't know.
Maybe only shows up when she's not using the egg.
Oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
The problem for my wife and I is we only have one home.
That's the thing.
There's the rub.
It's a rich person's deal.
Yeah, okay. We're out.
You'd do the same thing, right?
Why don't you just buy a second home and live in that one? Why didn't I think of that?
Right, exactly. But this is where she just infuriates me, because she says she's cool with him with the 3 days at his other house. In fact, her intimacy coach tells
what?
Her it's good.
Yes. What?
Yes.
Her what?
Her intimacy coach.
Intimacy
tells
coach.
Her it's good for the polarity and freshness of the relationship.
Oh,
of course
shut up.
She
wow,
has.
That sounds legitimate.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. She's got a love guru. She's got an intimacy coach. This woman, I looked up her the website, charlatan. I'm like,
oh, absolutely.
But
just say that intimacy coach. Yeah. You can tell that's something that somebody made up.
She has those tantric things going on, too.
Yeah.
I had to get off the
sting
website
thing?
Before
yeah.
HR called me up.
I'll tell her where she can put it.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, all right, Justin Bieber just challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. Maybe he's joking, maybe he's not. He tweeted, quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down."
Really?
I don't know what's going on with Justin Bieber. He needs to.
My money's on Tom Cruise.
Yes, yeah, exactly. My money's on Tom Cruise.
And then finally, I wanted to mention this really crazy story about Mark Harmon and Polly Perrette. She said she'll never go back to NCIS because of Mark Harmon. She says she has nightmares about, quote, him attacking me. can't believe that Mark Harmon is anything but lovely. First of all, he's been married to Mindy for all those years, from Mark and Mindy, Pam Dauber. I think that she's left and she's tweeting this stuff about it. I think there's something that happened between the two of them. It started when he brought his dog to the set and it bit a crew member, and she reportedly set off a feud with him by trying to get the dog banned. She left the show in 2017. I don't know. I won't believe it. I like Mark too much.
So does she mean like a physical attack, a verbal attack? It's kind of open-ended.
Just in a dream. I think that it's about the dog. I think that maybe she was afraid of the dog, and Mark Harmon, because people, you know, they love their animals, and he was probably like, well, he's fine. And, you know, a bit a person. Maybe she's afraid of dogs. I don't know, but don't besmirch the guy who played Ted Bundy. God, he was a good serial killer.
Wow. God. Good. Okay, thank you. He was a good serial killer. Oh, and, hey, we should mention the Big Poppy thing again this morning.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Big Poppy, he was shot in the back over the weekend during maybe what they think is a botched robbery in the Dominican Republic. It went through his back and out his stomach. Didn't hit any
no vital organs. That's the miracle of the whole thing.
They had to operate on him, but he's in stable condition now. And he's down there, so hopefully everything
And they're saying okay. The latest we heard was expected to make a full recovery.
Yeah, his dad has been telling, I think, Deportes
down
in the Dominican that, you know, he's in the clear.
That's okay. So good.
Good news for you this morning. Okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, this is a rather unusual situation we have this morning. I don't think we've ever had anything quite like this before. Our player is a consultant and a tennis professional, which is rather interesting combination. So let's meet him. His name is Michael Benton, and he's from Swampscott, Massachusetts. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. So this is kind of unusual. Now, what do you consult?
I consult different businesses and how they can save money and things like that. And, you know, I'm a tennis coach and a tennis pro shop manager.
Oh, fancy.
So you do a little bit of everything. Did you watch the French Open over the weekend?
I was telling, I absolutely take advantage of the great weather. I went to broadcasting school. And had a radio show on a very small station for a couple of months with a friend of mine. And
are you trying to get a job?
The guy does it all. Yeah. Okay, look. Now, here's what's going to happen, Michael. LBF is going to give. You play along on a regular basis?
I do play along on a regular basis, yeah.
And do you ever get them all?
I've gotten them all, I think, once or twice out of a couple hundred times, so I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe today's the day. Okay.
Could be it.
$1,000 in cash from Century Bank is waiting for you. 10 questions from LBF. You got 60 seconds to do it. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Win a grand in 60 seconds.
What's 11 plus 9?
20.
How many yards in a football field?
100.
In Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the Magic Beans?
Pass.
What city is the capital of South Dakota?
Fargo.
A fathom is how many feet?
6.
Who is the first woman to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court Justice?
Ginsburg.
Who donated the only sock displayed on its own in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Repeat it.
Who donated the only sock displayed on its own in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Pass.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling?
Michelangelo.
What spirit is used in a mint julep?
Pass.
Who is actor Chris Pratt's new father-in-law?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans?
Well, time has expired.
I
got you down for 5 right. You missed a couple and you passed on 3. So let's go ahead and review here.
Okay, Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack traded cow for the magic beans.
The family cow.
The capital of South Dakota is Pierre. Sandra Day O'Connor was the first woman to be appointed a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Sandy baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling donated the only sock displayed on its own in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yep, the bloody sock. And the spirit that's used in a mint julep bourbon.
However.
So now you know.
For you, we have a fantastic consolation prize. A 100 gift card to Casa Caña. It's a Latin kitchen. Patio and rum bar featuring innovative new Latin. That's right, LBF. Got her attention, didn't it?
Where's this?
New Latin cuisine. Wait for it.
Jeez.
Holy cow.
Geez. Okay, LBF wants to go with you. Hey, that was a double fault, LBF.
I think you got somebody to go with you. Yep, no problem. Anyway, it's a Latin patio rum and bar featuring innovative new Latin cuisine located in the inside the Studio Alston Hotel on Soldiers Field Road right here in Boston.
Nice.
So have a fabulous time there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you could have a great time.
That sounds good. That's a good price.
I just want to thank my beautiful, lovely wife for signing me up for this great contest. I love you guys.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
I'm going to sign her up next now.
All right.
Good idea.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks for playing the game. Thanks for listening. Guacamole, you'd be strong on guacamole.
Yes, and February's birthstone avocados. Is amethyst. And what do sumo wrestlers throw in the ring before a match? Salt.
Yes, make sure you use it in your guacamole.
But the towel was a good guess.
Guacamole?
I don't know.
In your margaritas.
Okay. Well, listen, we do have a fine. You're going to like
this.
This is a fine consolation prize. A four-pack of tickets to Six Flags New England. Experience the all-new Cyborg Hyperdrive. It's one of those extremely fast, totally dark things.
Yeah, don't go after a Friday night.
It's really cool. So have fun when you're out there. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Thanks for listening, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a great day today.
Go Black Bears.
Yep,
okay. Anybody else, you want to play and win this game? You got to qualify. To qualify, you got to register. You log on to WRR.com. You can win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, let's go ahead and get to the Big Poppy health update this morning, because I was stunned when I got the news yesterday that he'd been shot at this club in the Dominican Republic here. And then when they said that he'd been shot in the back and the bullet had completely passed through his body and entered through, his abdomen, it hit no major organs. I'm thinking, wow, what are the odds of that ever happening? But it looks like they did hit some organs, and... But it appears he's going to make a full recovery, right, Hank? What's the latest theory?
Just what I just read a few moments ago on ESPN. It took 6 hours for the surgery. Three doctors performed the surgery, but they had to remove part of his intestines and his colon, as well as his gallbladder. And Big Poppy also suffered liver damage. But he is in stable condition. He'll be in intensive care for another 24 hours, and he is expected to survive. But it's much more serious than they made it seem.
Right. You know, sometimes you don't realize, what a bullet can do. Even though if it doesn't, kill you, it can really...
Well, did you ever look at, you ever see the anatomy chart that maybe is hanging in your doctor's office? There's a lot of gear packed in there.
Right. Exactly.
It's pretty packed in. So the odds of not hitting something serious, they're pretty slim.
The gunman who was identified as 25-year-old Eddie Feliz Garcia, he was beaten so badly, they had to patch him back up before they could even interview him.
The crowd... jumped the guy.
I saw the video was brutal. They were booting the guy in the head, and they were kicking him and punching him. He was bleeding, but he's in police custody now. So that's the latest on the Big Poppy update.
Okay, boy, you just never know, do you?
No, it's really scary, and I didn't realize in the Dominican they have two different types of hospitals. They have private hospitals and public hospitals. Obviously, he's at a private hospital.
Yeah, I think one. I'm not sure. Maybe they took him to the closest place. I don't know where he is right now. But there's a substantial difference in treatment.
Really?
Public versus private. And you want to end up at the private hospital.
So if you're vacationing there, take me to the private hospital, right?
Yeah, so we had a family friend who suffered a very serious back and neck injury.
Yeah.
They took him to the public hospital down there. He was misdiagnosed. They transferred him to the private hospital.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They wouldn't treat him until they sent down about $35,000.
Woo.
So it's a little bit different than the system is here.
Yeah.
And I feel like, we were talking about it earlier, how the Dominican Republic, PR and Travel and Tourism Board has kind of taken a hit late lately.
Oh, this has put it over the edge, I think. Yeah,
those hotel murders, right, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I wonder if anybody's canceled trips.
And the people there are such nice, warm, loving people. I feel badly for them.
Right. But, yeah, it's not a place I would be
Like Poppy did so much and does do so much.
He's a national hero
tournament down
there
every year, and it's for charity.
He's in his hometown, and that's why the crowd reacted the way they did.
Yeah. Do you realize who you just shot?
Yeah, I mean, that's like shooting a king, for crying out loud.
Right. And they're not sure about the motive. Initially, they said it was a robbery, but then the national spokesman for the police department down there said that robbery wasn't a motive.
Well, now, one of the guys he was with, who was also shot, was a friend of his, who was a TV guy down there, right?
Right, he was shot, and there was one other person that was shot, but they haven't identified their person.
It's like right out of a Tom Clancy, like they ride up on, you know, motorcycles.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't...
I remember Harrison
the
Ford getting that happen to him.
I haven't seen the footage, but was he was outside the bar?
He was outside in a patio. He was sitting
down. Okay.
And had his back turned to like toward the sidewalk. He was just talking with some friends. It's a very high-end club district. They're expensive clubs, and they hang out. There's a lot of entertainment, live music and such. And I guess he frequents that area pretty much. And it happened fast, and you can see the people scatter if you see the footage. It's scary.
Okay, we will keep you posted. If we get anything new, we'll let you know right away. In the meantime,
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR, morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And so you actually marched in the parade over the weekend, huh?
Yeah. The cool Pride Parade was the 49th annual. And it was, there were like a million people lining the streets. And then there were 50,000 participants all told.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
really
huge.
And 50,000 people in the parade?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So we were part, because my husband works for the lottery, which is part of the treasury. So Deb Goldberg, who's the treasurer of Massachusetts, had a car. And Lucy and Dave and I were part of the group that was marching.
Throwing out scratch tickets to the crowd or what?
No.
Did you get to climb in the car at all? That's key.
I didn't get to climb in the car at all. But you know what? It was one of the best days I've ever had anywhere, but in Boston in particular, because it was just so
happy.
Happy and inclusive, and you felt like all this love from people. Usually in Boston, when there are crowds, you don't really feel a lot of love.
Yeah. You mean it wasn't like a Super Bowl parade where people threw beer cans at you or anything like that?
No, it just was so, and all the faces and all these people, and you know, we're going down the street, we're actually going down Dartmouth, and the crowd just becomes closer and closer, and you just really feel it, all the energy, and it's just great. I am a kind of a bad mom, though.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Because Lucy was in the parade, and she was having so much fun. And then she was kind of complaining right around the Four Seasons. I'm like, ooh, maybe we can go get something to eat here. But we were blocked off, and so we kept going. And she totally Forrest Gumped me on Beacon Hill. Like, she just stopped right there. And I turned around, and all these people are coming and, like, you know, walking past her. And she's like, no more. I'm done. And I was like, okay, all right. So I, like, waved to Dave. I'm like, we're done here. And apparently she's a little dehydrated, maybe had a little heat stroke.
Yeah.
So she got a little sick. And I was like, oh my God, I'm the worst mother ever. I wasn't making sure she was drinking or anything like that. But she had some water. She
gin and tonic,
down.
Bounced back right away.
Bounced back. Went to Fajitas and Rita's on West Street.
Well, okay.
And it was the best day ever.
Wow.
It's still there?
It's still there. I couldn't believe it.
Love that place.
I couldn't. I'm like, Dave, do you want to go to Fajitas and Rita's? He's like, yes. I'm like, we have to.
Not only is it still there, Lucy's still there this morning.
Also, can I just mention about Fajitas and Rita's? Just
sure,
a little
fun
fact that I did not know. They have carafes of margaritas. Like, that's a good
carafes
idea.
Carafes of margaritas?
Carafes of margaritas. Like, you
really
can get, like, a big giant one, and you can just sip on that all day long.
Well, it's good.
It's very hydrating.
It's good you went in there because all that's, your body needs that salt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that was wise.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
So if you were to ask me, what did you do this weekend? And I said, I went to an amusement park with a bunch of little girls. Would you prejudge me?
No.
I just called the cops.
So I was with my granddaughter celebrated her 11th birthday, so we had a big party for her this weekend out at Six Flags.
Oh, nice.
And so she took three of her friends with her, and my son called me. He says, look, my brother and I are going to take the girls out there, but we're going to need backup because there are going to be six girls. but two backed out at the last minute.
Oh, okay.
So it ended up with four girls.
Okay, that's manageable.
And they're all like 11 years old, and we had the time of our lives. Because, you know, not only were we responsible, but we could teach them how to do things, really stupid things that we did when we were kids.
Oh, did you eat like three hot dogs and some macaroni and cheese before you went on Superman?
We had fried dough, man, and we had the slushies. Oh, I got brain freeze. Did you ever
do
a brain freeze?
You know what? Yeah. It's not a day at Six Flags unless you get brain freeze.
It was a perfect day. Sunshine, 82 degrees. The rides were really cooking.
Did you hit the new one?
Yeah, the Cyber Drive. I did that.
Yeah.
Do you like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know...
Did you scream?
I screamed like the girls. The old one, the old wooden one, it's still fun.
Really?
It's been there since, like, I think 1941 or something like that. And the thing about the old ones is... They didn't have any shock absorbers or anything of those things.
Oh, your rib cages would take a beating.
Exactly. It's like you get off that thing and you've been kidney punched all the way around. But it was
way to sell it.
take your pillow with you and put it behind you.
It's
terrific. So, anyway, it's great.
It was fun.
Yeah, had a good time this week.
A Lauren sighting out.
I know, out and about.
Public.
Hey, we're going to have a video later today.
Really?
Oh, really?
Video
Yeah,
we'll have a video. Out and about?
It's like, wow.
You weren't wearing a tank top, were you?
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Yeah, it's like finding a Bigfoot.
That I was afraid of.
Yeah.
Okay. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.